Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan, and we are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, January 30th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hope everybody has a great open line Thursday today.
Yeah. Jason great. Bishop.
Happy Olt.
Yes.
Happy Mike Olt, who used to play third base for the Cubs.
Yes.
But Drabby, can you come in here? Because we can't have open line Thursday if I can't get the computer open. This doesn't look like my user. It says WJFKEB, and I put in, I don't know. It's all weird now. I put in the old new password, didn't work.
A lot of technological hurdles here at Entercom of late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to increase their cybersecurity.
Well, and Bickle's all excited for his trip to Minneapolis to go ice fishing later today.
By the way, is it super freezing there? I haven't even looked.
Let me check. Minneapolis 10-day.
Because, you know, like when you travel, you don't want to bring like a million coats and stuff.
No.
I'm actually going to bring it one kind of that Nats thing that's very light. I'm going to bring that.
Yeah, bring that.
It's currently 17 degrees.
Oh, my God.
I mean, today's high is 27. The next 4 days, 33 is the high, 32. Actually, it's pretty warm for this time of year for Minneapolis. You're right around freezing.
But at night, it's going to be...
Oh, it's going to dip into, like, the
teens.
20s.
Yeah.
17 is 17
brutal.
Degrees. But you're not
going to be outside. I was thinking about going for a run yesterday outside because it was sunny.
It was sunny.
Like, the sun was coming out.
Yeah, but it's
and
brisk.
And then I walked outside.
It's definitely
like,
brisk.
It's like, what was I thinking? No chance. It was so cold, and it was in the 40s.
Yeah.
Well, tonight they're calling for, it looks like they're calling for snow, at least flurries.
Mm-mm.
That's what it says.
It's what weather. In Minneapolis?
It's what weather.com.
So am I going to be landing in snow?
Let me go to the hour by hour here.
I'm landing around 8:55.
Yeah, they laugh at flurries.
Oh,
out there.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal.
They're a much harder bunch than we are here. We're so soft.
I think I do have
winter.
To.
What time do you land?
I think 8:55.
All right. So
we're not renting a car. We're just Ubering.
Yeah.
I think renting a car, those days are gone. I don't think you really need to, like, especially trips like this where you're going somewhere for a weekend.
No, you
just
don't
Uber. Need that. Quick hitter.
Yeah.
Probably
just,
unnecessary.
I mean, why would you, you know, we rented a car for a week in Florida. We used the car every day, but I mean, it was like, we had to rent a van.
It was like
$800.
That's just another thing we can blame millennials
on. Well,
it's
because you own the car for a week. I mean,
it was $800.
Uber's, you know, $20 or whatever for an hour.
All right,
so hold on. Snow showers starting at 10 tonight, all through the night.
Ah, you're good.
But that's snow showers. I mean,
didn't somebody call in last week and say that, like, in downtown Minneapolis, there are just a bunch of intricate covered walkways?
I think that's,
you won't
I feel
even
like
be,
that's
you
what
won't
it
even
is.
Be outside.
Well, I'm at the hotel that's like next door, I think, to the convention center.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
But I think I will maybe have to step outside. I don't want to be in 17 degrees.
You're going to be fine. Like, the highs are going to be like in the mid-30s. It'll dip down into the 20s at night.
Mm-hmm.
You'll dress like a snowman. You'll bring a scarf. You'll bring
multiple layers.
You'll be fine.
Here's the question. Do I wear a mask on the flight?
Yes.
It's a very good question.
Have you guys noticed more people wearing masks?
Yeah,
if you go to the CVS, you go to any doctor's office.
I saw a woman wearing a mask that was walking on the sidewalk next to me at a shopping plaza in Rockville.
170.
Kind of tilted me.
Did I read 170 people have died?
I don't know.
From the coronavirus?
Worldwide?
I think. But I did hear a doctor last night say all
of
them have been elderly or people with compromised immune systems.
Yeah,
there was only one that didn't, and that was tragic. It was a teenager.
Well, our immune systems aren't great right now.
Compromised right here.
Yeah, mine's compromised.
I would argue.
At the very least, mine's compromised.
I got to take my five steroid pills right now. I just took my antibiotic.
You better load up on those.
Yeah.
You better eat those like they're M&M's.
Hey, Eric, the New York Post did a whole study and an article about the safest seat to be in to avoid
germs. Yeah, sure. It was the aisle seat. Or no, window seat.
It's the window seat.
The window.
So you may want to try and get there.
It's just my daughter and I. Mm-hmm. I think my seat is already booked because it's not Southwest or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I always pick aisle.
Yeah, got to do that.
Because
aisle.
I don't like to get trapped in there if I have to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but do you want to be
totally
coughing up blood and passing out?
Yeah. You got to pick your spots.
Yeah. What do you guys prefer? I mean, it's nice to have the window if no one else is sitting in my row.
100% aisle.
Well,
aisle.
When does that happen? When do you get on a flight and nobody else is sitting in your row?
But when there's
when
there's a deadly outbreak and the flight's only 2.5-3 hours, I'll sit in the window.
I prefer the window because
I know you lean against.
No, but even in 3 hours, you really shouldn't have to get up to go to the bathroom. It's 3 hours. It's nothing. And if you're in the aisle, you have to constantly get up for the donk or the other donk that's next to you.
On a flight that's even less than 3 hours, the one we're going to take to West Palm, if I'm drinking beers that are this tall.
Right, that's the thing. If you pregame at all.
Then get on the airplane. Yeah. I'm sorry. At some point, I have to get up and use the bathroom.
You pregame at all.
I'm not a big pregamer.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you have a different life. But, I mean, if you
I need it to soothe the nerves.
CK hooked me, by the way. I can fly out of Dulles. I don't have to fly out of Reagan.
Ah, very good.
Oh, he hooked me.
Sounds like we got hooked in the hotel, too.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
Nice big hotel bar.
Isn't it just an Embassy Suite? So I just figured it was a standard.
But it's a nice one. It's got a convention.
Because it's in West Palm, so it's probably a little nicer.
The key was not getting booked into a crime scene motel. Right. Like the one that Grant and Danny got booked into like 3 or 4 years ago.
No, this is no crime scene.
My wife asked me, she's like, do you guys have to... like bill for this later or whatever, and I go, I don't know. Seems like he bought
I think he covered it.
No, I think I think our credit cards are on file.
Oh, they are.
I think so. Is that how?
He used his own credit card.
Oh, he did.
Look at that.
Sweet.
Very benevolent, Chris Kiner.
So nothing has been charged to our flights and hotel, not on ours.
Not that I know of.
Hey, we're helping him hit some bonuses. He confronted every now and then.
Yeah, he confronted.
Yeah, because he's gonna get reimbursed.
I appreciate that. That's a professional courtesy that I appreciate.
It might be the company credit card.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, you know what? That's what it should
be. I appreciate that because I could assure you that I have trips where I haven't turned in expenses. I can't keep track.
So many woods receipts.
Many trips.
The first thing I do when I come back.
But I can't keep track of all the expenses.
The first thing I say to Drab when I come back is, where do you want the expenses?
You're the king of
hand you the envelope.
You're the king of the receipt hustle.
You got to get your flight receipt. Like, where do you get? You got to go back to get your credit card. I mean, it's just a nightmare.
I know.
Nightmare.
But got to get paid, son.
Yeah.
All right. Cakes mentioned it is Open Line Thursday today, presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time.
Hey,
installed
club.
By experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. You can chime in on the Aussie Open if you want.
Golf clap to Joker who hit my live bet. I went under 36 and a half games when it was tied 4-4 in the second.
Very good.
And I put 50 bones on it.
Nice.
And I needed the straight sets for the win. Joker takes care of
36 Fed. Total games?
36 and a half, yeah.
Roger Federer, they have a tunnel where they have the video, they show them walking as they leave. He just looks so sad and despondent as he walked away.
Well, he's having a ridiculous, unbelievable career. What Roger's doing at this age?
He's 38. I mean, it's crazy.
Dude, that's unbelievable. Made the semifinals? I mean, it's unbelievable.
But these guys aren't that much.
But also, you got to remember, Federer had no shot.
Djokovic,
because
I think, is at least 6 years younger.
Isn't Nadal?
Nadal is maybe 35.
Yeah, 34, maybe 35. But Federer had no shot because he played 2 5-set matches before this. Plus, he hurt his groin or his leg in the last match. He didn't even hit balls yesterday. Yeah. Usually, the day before a huge match, he hits ball. He didn't even hit bat. He didn't even take the practice court.
Right.
He's hit enough in his life.
Well, no, but that's what they do.
I know.
He's out of his routine.
Anyway, Federer just had no shot. This was the biggest favorite, or the highest money line favorite Joker's been over Federer in his career. He was minus 750.
Nice. Right. By the way, my guy Kenny Kim, noted golf expert, even though it didn't help me take down the golf pool last year, he's got a tasty one-on-one matchup that I'm trying to get in before the first round of the Waste Management.
Who does he like?
He loves Grace +110 over Palmer, full tournament.
I took Grace in the pool, so I'm going to lay off the head-to-head.
I'm trying to get
him. Who's Grace?
Brandon Grace.
I barely know his first name, but I'm willing to wager on him
right.
at this point.
Okay, do it.
I'm going to.
You have that much faith in Kenny Kim.
I do have faith in my guy, Kenny Kim.
Kenny Kim gave you two fat losers last week.
Again, he gives me a range of people to pick from.
Oh, okay.
And then I generally find the worst performers out of the bunch that he recommends.
I can give you a range. I'll give
you
15 golfers.
Of course.
First round of the waste today at the Coliseum.
Valdez is planning for his waste management annual get-together.
Same day
as the Super Bowl.
Waste management party on Sunday.
By the way, Valdez, you'll like this. I'm watching the live at the range yesterday on Golf Channel.
Okay.
And it's hosted.
Yeah, you have me intrigued already.
On a Wednesday.
It's hosted by Sky Sports, so it's the British,
British commentators.
Right. British commentators that are on the Golf Channel, and they're just kind of walking around the golf range, and they're looking at Ricky and Justin Thomas. Anyway, so they start interviewing.
It is silly.
They start interviewing Luke Donald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Luke Donald, when was he number one in the world? 10 years ago?
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Ever? Was he ever?
And Luke Donald's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice Brit. And the Sky Sports female announcer are interviewing him. They got the big screen there, and they're checking out tweets.
Yeah.
And people are tweeting in.
Real time tweets.
They're tweeting about live at the range and Luke Donald.
Yeah, they're tweeting.
Seriously?
See why you need Twitter.
It's not some nerd like in the truck, the satellite truck, tweeting it.
Do you know how popular the Golf Channel is?
All right. So
apparently not.
Anyway, so they're tweeting in questions for Luke Donald.
Okay.
And one of the questions was, Luke, do you think you can get back to number one in the world?
Okay.
Right? And I'm thinking, all right, I hope he's honest about this answer.
Right.
He actually says, yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Well, he should answer that way. You should believe in yourself as an athlete.
He doesn't believe that. There's no chance he believes that.
He's falling off a cliff.
I had to call somebody. So I called my buddy Tim.
Such a nerd.
I should have called you. Is he delusional? He should have been honest. All these guys are better than me. They're younger. They hit it further. I'm past my prime.
Right. And he's 42. Yeah. I mean, he's going to become number
one.
42?
He barely cracks the top 100.
Right.
Well, 42 is now how Tiger is.
Tiger's the greatest of all time.
He's different.
Okay. Tiger's 43. Tiger's the greatest of all time.
Look, I'm just saying that age doesn't bother me so much.
Okay, but
if you're Luke Donald, it should bother you.
Right. Yeah. I just had to call somebody. It's very golf nerdy.
It's way golf nerdy.
It's golf nerdy. But I had to call somebody and said, do you hear what he just said?
Did the person that you called say, you really call me about Luke Donald?
No, he agreed with me.
Was he watching? Was he watching too?
The other guy wasn't watching.
He was watching, but the sound was down.
Yeah, oh my God, he was watching.
I think he was in a hotel bar or something. The sound was down. Anyway,
working hard.
He's working on a gin and tonic, is what he's working on.
It threw me that Luke Donald believes he can be number one in the world again.
I can't believe that happened.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. You can chime in on anything you want. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. One thing we've been talking about the last couple weeks is what the Caps are going to do at goalie. And Braden Holtby was in the net last night and gave up 5 goals. They lose 5-4 to Nashville, who owns them. They've lost 8 straight. To Nashville.
Plus, he had just a critical turnover when the Caps were on the power play that led to a shorty for the Predators. So he
played well on Monday in the win.
He did.
But he did not play well in this game, and Ilya Samsonov has been playing much better of late. He's going to start on Friday against Ottawa. So, love to hear from Caps fans. What do you think they should do moving forward? Should they be loyal to Braden Holtby?
No.
Or should you be open to the young guy being the new number one heading into the playoffs?
I think you at least have to be open to Todd Reirden. If he thinks that Ilya is the guy, come playoff time, he's going to ride the hotter guy.
He's going to play the hot guy.
He's
going to
ride the hot horse.
That's the nature of the position.
Is a 79% save percentage good?
No.
It's not, no.
Okay. That's
generally, if you're in the 90s, you're good.
Yeah. Well, is it good to give up 3 goals in the first 7 shots?
They had the lead going in the third, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, he's
Coach Ritter was not happy at the end of the game. His post game presser.
Someone tried to tell me, "Watch out for Nashville last night because they've won 7 straight going into the game."
You just wouldn't listen.
I didn't listen.
You know what? You were too busy watching live at the range with all those Brits.
I just had faith in the home team.
Right. By the way, you want to know what Luke Donald is ranked right now?
It's got to be outside the top 100.
1,000?
440.
Right, but he thinks he can be number one in the world again.
In fact, at one point, he was down to 652.
Yeah.
If he wins a couple majors,
he's on the upswing.
Exactly. If he wins
something he's never won before, right. He's never won a major, right? Luke Donald's never won a major.
No, but it was 2011 was when he was number one.
That's 9 years ago.
2012, he finished the year number two. But since then, it's been a slow burn the wrong way.
How old is he, 42?
I guess if that's what you want to say.
I mean, he's filthy rich and had a fine career, but
yeah, he had an amazing career.
I just had to laugh and call somebody when he said it. So.
If we still did our under our skin segment, is that what we'd
be? Yes, that would be first and foremost.
Yeah, we can start doing that again if you want.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
All right, 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday on the show. We're also going to talk to Joel Klatt, who's mostly a college football NFL draft analyst, but now he is the lead XFL color analyst for Fox. So he'll join us at 8 o'clock. Christian McCaffrey, C-Mac, joining us today.
That's a big name. That's
gonna,
a big one.
Let me just say this. I'm going to be fanboy with
Christian
McCaffrey.
You're going to start off with another.
No, do you have a jersey? Do you have an SI cover?
I'm just going to tell him how much I love him.
Okay, well, I think most fantasy players that have love that person.
Like I was.
He helped me win my league.
The one that was on Russell Wilson before the draft. I was on McCaffrey before this draft, too.
You discovered him.
Well, I didn't discover
him. Because you watched him a lot in college.
No, I said this guy's going to be a stud.
Well,
stud.
You were right.
I was right. Everyone said, no, he's little, too little. So now he's going to be stud.
I doubted him at first because he was a Shea Whitey running back, but then he showed me the truth.
Right.
He's legit.
Well, he was the best fantasy player. He had to be the best fantasy player in the league.
Tim or Lamar.
Or maybe Lamar.
Yeah, it was,
but
it was
outside
those two.
The quarterbacks, he was the number one.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Also on the show, we will talk to the head coach of the Caps. Todd Reirden will join us at 9 o'clock. Again, you want to chime in? 800-636-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Wild. Matt Valdez is having his waste management goth party.
Yes, he is.
Cakes and I are hosting a big game party.
Correct.
Just want to invite you to join me and Cakes at Hollywood Casino for the big game this Sunday. We'll be at the sports book.
Yes, we will.
We're going to be there from 4 till 6, and you can place your bets before the game. Try their new Quick Bet sports betting kiosk.
I will. I will sample the Quick Bet kiosk.
What does that mean with the Quick Bet sports betting kiosk over at Hollywood Casino, the sports book? It means you can avoid the line and then stay and watch the game with Grant and Danny.
You avoid people. It's my dream. I'm living the dream. I'm kidding. I love people.
Are you,
come up and say hello.
You know, are you a self-checkout guy?
Sometimes. It depends on the size of the order. Like if it's a big order, right, I'm going to bring it to one of the donks. If it's 10 items or a dozen items, check it out myself. That's one of the great tricks that corporate America has played on Americans, is they're making you do the work and instead of having the employees do it. Somehow they've tricked us into that being better than going through a regular checkout line.
I like going to a live person if there's no line. Like if it's equal,
I just want to be quicker.
I'd rather go to the person because I'll end up botching something, and I'll have to look up, you know, what's the stupid code for green peppers or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, usually you could just type in peppers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just type in Julius.
You don't have to memorize the number.
You're good to go.
Yeah, you just all you got to know is
the thing that tilts me.
You got to look it up.
It always slows me down if I go to Safeway and I buy a 12 pack. Then the person has to come over and validate the purchase to make sure I'm over 21.
Right.
That's the only real slowdown with the self checkout.
See, my Safeway doesn't sell beer. Your Safeway
Mine
does. And only? That's weird. Well, both in Montgomery County.
Montgomery County's weird and antiquated.
It is weird.
That they only give out a certain number of beer and wine licenses to grocery stores in the county. It's
right,
dumb.
But why is my Safeway different than your Safeway?
I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I know is they only give out a limited number.
Drunks and only, I guess.
Maybe. That's what it is.
Cakes is there.
Yes.
Two to three beers per night.
They need to support the local market.
Right. Is that where you typically get your beer now, is the grocery?
It's either there or there's a mom and pop store in another plaza where it's easier for me to buy my Powerball tickets. It's right next to the checkout.
Do they have Powerball tickets at Safeway?
Yes.
They do.
But I'd have to make a separate transaction because you have to go to the
counter, right?
Go to like the customer service. But also, here's another self-kiosk. The Maryland Lottery now has just self-service machines. Like I was in line at Harris Teeter a few days ago,
right.
And I know that the jackpot for, I think, Powerball is mega swole. And my wife was checking out, and I was drawn to the kiosk. I put in $5, bought two tickets, got my $1 voucher ticket back. Which, by the way, is a big scam because I never turn in the voucher tickets. I probably have a dozen of them lying around my house.
What's the $1 voucher? Because two tickets is really only $4?
Correct. So they have to give you change back. And they don't give it back to you in cash. They give it back to you in the form of a voucher.
All right.
Which I never take back.
Yeah, of course.
It's a scam. Kicks. It's a big scam.
You're going to be there and you're going to cash your ticket in for $210.
That's correct.
Now, here is you're laying $260 on this.
Okay.
But think about this prop bet. And tell me how it loses.
All right. This is for the Super Bowl?
Correct.
All right.
Team to gain most passing yards. 49ers are plus 210. Chiefs are minus 260.
Well, I would bet everything I own on that. On the Chiefs,
How does that lose?
I'll tell you how it loses. KC gets up early, and then San Francisco has to throw the whole game, and they get garbage.
But that's not how they're built.
The Chiefs don't ever run.
You know what? I just might put the whole 210 on that.
Yeah, I mean, you're only going to get paid back what?
You're paying half
$990.
Well, I'll add a sweetener on top.
Parlay.
Could do that. I could definitely do that.
I mean, Drabby, how does that lose? There's no chance Garoppolo is going to have more passing yards.
Drab t-shirt, here's what I need.
I would be shocked if that lost.
Drab, here's what I need you to do. I need you to get me a copy of the sheet of all of the prop bets, all of the Super Bowl actions being offered by Hollywood Casino. Because I can't just walk in the day of
and think about it.
I need to have a plan.
Yeah. Because
there's going to be a lot of people there. And even though the quick bet kiosks are going to, you know, whisk people through quickly, I need to have a detailed plan. Can't just go in willy-nilly and be like, what am I going to bet on? What prop am I going to take advantage of? No, I need to have a plan going in. I need to stick to the plan. So if you can get me a couple sheets of paper so I can go through it, that will be optimal.
Yeah, we're gonna
just want to be prepared. That's all.
We're going to have Eric Zimney on tomorrow. He's a sports director at the sports book over at Hollywood. So
very good.
Going to ask him about that.
Are there any others that are jumping out at you?
I mean, there's a ton. There's a million props. Do you know I heard that Nevada Gaming's board said they're expecting 350 million bet on the Super Bowl nationwide.
Okay.
And half of that, so 175 million, are on props.
Right.
I guess that makes sense.
People just love the prop bet.
Because it's just easier, I guess.
And it's also the people that don't even really watch sports.
Yeah, I mean, they
get in the mix. Like,
how about this?
Oh, I can bet on this.
There's a prop bet offer. This is so stupid.
You don't have to know the game. You can just.
Yeah.
There's a prop bet offer because Demi Lovato is going to sing the national anthem.
Right.
The prop bet, is she going to hold the mic or is it going to be on a mic stand? That's a prop bet.
They offer anything. I would guess she, on a stage that big, I'm going to go with the mic is held by a stand.
I feel like when they do the national anthem,
they will.
It's on a stand.
Yeah,
like you're not doing a concert.
I feel like they approach the stand and for the most part, and the mic is right there in front of their face. They don't just have the handheld.
You're not out gyrating.
No,
I
think
it's standing.
I would bet stand.
Although sometimes you like at Nats Park, they're just
they just hold a mic.
Yeah, but I think for the biggest of the big, for the Super Bowl, like they've got the mic stand set up and they focus in on them and then bam.
Valdez, can we look at videos of previous Super Bowl singers?
Yes.
And see, are they holding a microphone? Or
you could probably
they...
see Demi Lovato video doing national anthems at games.
You think she's probably done it?
She's sure done it multiple times.
Done it a bunch.
Last year, Gladys Knight looks like held the mic in her hand.
It looks like when Pink did it, it was on a stand.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's probably 50-50.
See, these are very important details that we need.
Here's another one that is, I think is interesting. Will either team score in the first 7.5 minutes of the game?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would guess yes.
Just need a field goal.
I would think yes. Somebody scores in
the first half
of the first quarter.
You're laying 2-1. I would lay 2-1 on that.
Probably would. Yeah, you're so rooting for a score
I'm going to write down probably 15 props. I'm going to go through all the props on my site and write down 15, and then Sunday morning put them in.
Just so you have for fun.
Of course.
Right. Well, I'll be on the airplane.
And you'll be on the airplane coming back.
So you just tell me if you want any of your bets.
All right.
Speaking of air travel, did you see...
Are you going to watch the game at all?
I'll DVR it.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
Because you have to watch it.
Did you see that Kawhi Leonard, I guess, was asked about his future helicopter travel, that he's actually shared that same pilot that was piloting Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. What'd he say?
Said he still has to think about it.
Yeah, of course.
Now, he was going back and forth from San Diego a lot.
So what does that mean?
San Diego to LA?
Longer trip,
yeah.
Yeah, well, right. Well, maybe he ought to move.
Well, he lives right next to Staples Center, but he also goes to his house, I guess, all the time in San Diego.
Well, that's a two-hour drive.
Now, how can he afford to live in two different places?
Yeah. Especially in California, where real estate prices are very high.
I don't know how you can afford that.
I mean, I don't know. What's the terrain like flying to San Diego? Then maybe there's not as many hills.
It could be anything. It doesn't just have to be the terrain that
that's
could...
true. Yeah. Just hearing that stat that I saw yesterday where... 1 in 3 of helicopter pilots that have 20 years of experience die in a fatal helicopter crash.
And there was a report yesterday, too, that it sounded like the pilot, if he had made it another 20 or 30 feet, he would have cleared it. But it also sounded like, even if he had done that, that there were lots of other minefields for him to, like, navigate.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't in the clear.
He was in a pickle.
Just if he got through that, you know, next 20 or 30 foot peak or whatever it was.
Yeah. I guarantee you he didn't quite realize how effed up it was up there.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Until it was too late.
Yeah. There's no way.
So it was a monumental gaffe.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it got worse.
Yes.
It had to have.
Monumental.
Yeah. It's still haunting.
But once he realizes it's getting bad, doesn't he call the radio tower and say, "Look, it's getting bad up here. I need someplace to put the bird down." Even if it's short,
I think he was trying to.
Even if it's short of the Camarillo Airport.
I think he was trying to. He was trying to get out of the situation, is what he was trying to do. He was trying to turn around. That's what he was trying to do, is turn around, and he got disoriented.
Maybe he didn't even know what direction he was going.
Maybe.
Well, that's what happened. He got disoriented. No, they said he did. And Jeff Wise said when he called in, when he saw that situation, he did what they teach you to do. He turned around.
But even before that,
but he got discombobulated.
Wasn't he was in like a holding pattern where he was like circling a neighborhood. I think
that's because they told him to, because they had to wait for the air clearance, not because of fog, because of there were too many planes. So that's standard.
So he just ran into fog once he got released.
Okay. And then he did what they taught him to do. He turned around, but he got disoriented.
Well, I mean, we don't have the end result of the investigation, obviously, still ongoing, but it looks 99% like it's pilot error.
No, it is his fault.
It's pilot error.
It is his error.
He screwed up.
Yeah. 100%. But I think he did do what he was trained to do. It just did it too late.
Yep. I mean, it just sucks for him and everybody else on board.
And then he went from 2,300 feet to 1,000 feet.
Yeah, and going 150 miles an hour.
Like that.
Yeah, and he just, But he probably couldn't see.
Couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Didn't know where he was. The one guy said it would be like jumping into a pool full of milk.
Right.
And opening up your eyes.
Valdez would love that. He loves to drink milk with his dinner every single night.
Hopefully it's whole milk.
Right.
Oh,
well, I'd like it if
so
it was
heavy.
If it was chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk, delicious.
Bottom line is he had no shot.
Even strawberry milk. Yeah, I haven't had strawberry milk since college.
Don't dabble with that a lot, but it's tasty.
In college, I would get a donut and strawberry milk daily.
Pass the sugar. That's so much sugar, and it probably tastes so good.
Like one of those honey buns that JP still gets?
Yeah. No wonder your teeth were falling out.
Yep. And then my Mountain Dew and salt and vinegar chips later in the day.
In I don't know how he's going to survive today. His Uncrustables supply has run out.
Well, no, because I have
the vending machine.
I have to have a full stomach to take all these steroid pills and the antibiotic.
Right.
So I'm trying to eat a big breakfast so I don't get a tummy ache.
Does everybody buy into that? Must be taken with food.
It gives you nausea.
I don't know if I buy into that. Dude, I have to eat food to take this tiny little pill. It takes
10 Advil. You know, he just
doesn't care.
Again, first of all,
it depends on how sensitive your stomach
overblown.
Is.
The most I take at any time, if I'm in real pain, 4.
Right.
And that's very rare.
By the way, you're a day or two, I guess it's 2 days from your deadline on your phone.
Oh, no, there's no deadline. I'm seeing Dr. M today.
Oh, you already have the appointment?
Post-show, yes.
Please give me an update.
He squeezed me in.
Is he a general physician? Is he a specialist?
Oh, he's a regular donk physician. And he'll give me a referral.
Okay.
I'm sure that's the way it's going to work. I don't know. I'm going to walk in and say, I know this is stupid, but I hurt my thumb bowling. I need a referral to a specialist. I have nerve damage. I'm old and I'm breaking down. And I clearly need some help. That's going to be the extent of the visit. What can you do?
You know how TikTok has just blown up in the last few months.
The videos, like,
TikTok liquors,
TikTok. No, the video thing that like my daughter's been on for years. They're now saying that the top earners are making as much as $175,000 per post.
Mm. What?
Yes, $175,000 per post.
Isn't TikTok controversial too because it's owned by a Chinese company that's going to steal everybody's data?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Another reason to stay away. And another reason to stay away is because we're all basically 50. And TikTok is populated by all the youngins.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's not something for us, but for kids. Kids are on it. And then I will see, like, parents will jump in their kids' videos. You won't find me in one.
Mm-mm.
But $175,000 per post.
Man, I got to tell my daughter to up her TikTok game. Because right? I don't think she's getting... 17 cents per post.
Lauren Gray is a 17-year-old singer who has 38 million followers on TikTok, and she makes $175,000.
Mm. Good for her.
So rich. So
filthy. Capitalism rich. At its finest.
Baby Ariel. She's a 19-year-old. She makes $150,000 per post. She's got 30 million TikTok followers.
So many bots. No way she has 30 million live followers. Bots. I'm calling bots on that.
Riaz Ali, an Indian actor. He's 16. He posts lip sync videos. He makes $125,000 per post.
He gets $125,000 because he's Milli Vanilli. He's the Milli Vanilli of Calcutta.
Yes, God, I guess.
What a terrible world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Elon Musk is right. We need to colonize someplace away from Earth. Just to get away from all these donks.
Yeah, a lot of these people are just lip syncing songs. They're not even talented.
No, you don't have to have talent to make money. I mean, we've talked about this for a long time. My kid doesn't watch him anymore, but there are all kinds of people that watch people play video games.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of those guys are pretty good, though, usually. They usually don't watch losers. They usually watch people that are great, but that's a talent.
Right. Okay.
That's a talent. Well, if you're like the best video game, if you're the best Fortnite player in the world, that's a talent.
It's definitely a talent.
I'm going to get
it. It is.
Yeah.
You're just talented. Yeah,
no, the people that aren't talented are the people that open up unboxing videos.
The guy may be a talented lip syncer.
I guess he is. Maybe they're just creative.
Vic Ferrera is a savant when it comes to video games. He's definitely talented.
He is?
Yeah. Because he can pick up any game and be one of the top players in the world, probably, if he puts his mind to it.
Oh, really? So it doesn't matter the
Does he have any
game.
Followers, like on Twitch or anything?
No. Well, I don't think he does that. But, I mean, he was one of the best NHL players, and then... He'll pick up Call of Duty, and he would just destroy everybody.
I would have crushed him in Tecmo Bowl.
So hold on. Doesn't he market himself then?
I don't know.
I mean, if he's that good, if he's literally one of the best in the world, why doesn't he market himself, have Chad promote him, and set up his own Twitch thing or whatever?
I think he gets Zeiss to be the Nats producer.
He loves Zim.
I don't know. I'm sure it's very competitive, but it's a special talent that he has.
Right. So if he's that good... He could probably get several thousand at least, right? He could probably make some nubs.
Definitely. I would think definitely, especially with the NHL game.
He's that good?
Yeah.
There's a current, and like I didn't even know, there's an NHL 2020
last
game?
Year, yeah, he was a finalist. He was like, he went to the tournament and played against, I don't know, guys from Europe for Big prize.
Well, if he's got Holtby in net, he loses a lot.
does he use sign off?
I think he had Holtby.
He did.
Think about it.
All right. That's a big loser.
What do? You make like an all-star team?
You have like a draft.
Yeah.
Franchise.
Yeah. So you don't play like as the Caps. You put your own team together.
Yeah. Right. I think everybody in the tournament gets select their players or whatever.
Do you have like a salary cap?
No, but I think he had the 10th pick or whatever, so he got kind of
holding. So the guy that we're talking about produces the Nats game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And he used to work on Chad's show.
He works on Chad's
show
right now.
He still does.
JT the Vic.
What does he do on Chad's show?
Well, it's the off season.
So he just like answers phones or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
JT the Vic.
I believe that's his Twitter handle.
Didn't JT the Brick talk smack about us years ago?
Who knows?
Yes. JT the Brick.
All right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Everyone in the business has talked smack about us at some point.
At one point or another,
And we've pretty much talked smack about everybody else, to be fair. For the most part.
Usually, yeah.
For the most part. We've had our moments throughout our career.
We don't start. We might respond.
Yeah,
we may respond, but I think we've mellowed.
Oh, yeah, in the last 10 years. We don't care anymore.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. You're right. I don't care anymore. Yeah.
All right, phone number you want to chime in on anything on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we will continue to count down the Big 20, NBC Sports Washington's top 20 stories over the last 20 years in the area. We'll do number 12 next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We're going to talk some NFL draft at 8 o'clock with Joel Klatt. He's now an XFL color analyst, but he also covers college football and the NFL draft, so we'll get into that at 8 o'clock. Christian McCaffrey is going to be on the show at 8:30, and Coach Todd Reardon from the Caps.
Christian McCaffrey is a Hall of Famer.
He stays
on this trajectory. Absolutely. He's not only a Hall of Famer, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He's a fantasy football Hall of Famer, too.
Well, he's clearly that. But, I mean, it doesn't matter what sort of titles he wins or doesn't win. If he continues doing what he's doing, he will be in the Hall of Fame.
And I'm going to tell him how much I love him.
As you should.
He was giving me an average of about 45 points a week in my fantasy league.
I think his floor for receptions in a game, in any game, is... His floor, the minimum you should expect from him is 6 or 7 grabs.
Right, right.
If he doesn't grab the ball, if he doesn't get 6 or 7 catches, it's like a disappointing game for him.
Well, there were some games where he had 15 catches.
Right.
By the way, Cakes just placed a bet on my wager. Brandon Grace, tournament matchup, Brandon Grace against Ryan Palmer, +105. He put 150 on it.
I did, yes.
So 150, you'll pay him 158, and he put it on my site.
Nice.
My guy Kenny Kim at KendoVT has a tingle. And I'm riding with it.
You love tingle plays.
I do. Tingle plays are my favorites, JP. You know this.
Okay. Every day at this time, we give you NBC Sports Washington's Big 20 as we continue to count down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past 2 decades, as determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, and other experts. New stories counted down to number one are revealed each weekday through February 13th. On NBCSportsWashington.com/TheBig20. Today, we announced number 12, Cal Ripken's Hall of Fame induction, the Big 20 presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
This is a no-brainer, right? You knew that he was going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame. Cal Ripken Jr., 21 seasons he played in the league, 19 times he was an All-Star.
When he did the lap around and high-fived the Orioles fans, like, I was like, well, now we've gone so far beyond this baseball moment into, like, life moments.
When was the speech?
What year?
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, the Cal Ripken iconic moment is
1995.
Is when he broke the streak.
Yeah.
When he broke the record for the streak or whatever. The Hall of Fame speech, it was fine, but I guess that wouldn't have qualified for the last 20 years.
2007.
2007 is when he was inducted. So he retired in 2002, I guess, I take it. Look, to me, the iconic Cal moment is when he broke the record.
No question about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Unfortunately for him, he won the World Series in 1983 and never got back to the World Series. He didn't win a ton of games down the stretch. I mean, snuck into the playoffs a few times.
Right.
But just an unbelievable career.
And yeah. A good dude.
You know, we were asked the other day by Annie Yu, who's your favorite guest of all time. I always say the same one. It's Cal Ripken, because I never would have thought when I was a kid and I had Cal Ripken's poster on my wall that we'd have a couple of sit-downs with him. We've had a few over the years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we could say in a business sense, Cal's sort of a business associate friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's done us a solid. He showed up to the Craig Walden charity golf tournament.
It's been a real thrill. It's been a real thrill for us
to
have this association with Cal. Like, if we wanted to get Cal on, we know how to get Cal on.
Yes.
And it's really cool.
So
I remember that was 1995 when he broke the streak. I was in Santa Barbara, California.
All right.
And my wife and I, before we got married, sitting in the hotel room watching the game.
Right.
And I wasn't even a Cal Ripken. I wasn't an Orioles fan. I was a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, well, it was.
I wasn't a huge Cal fan, but I just.
It's universal.
I just respected the achievement. Anyway,
right.
I just started to cry.
You cried?
I cried in the hotel room when he was, you know, doing his lap around Camden Yards.
For me, it feels like a lifetime ago, because I remember that night because I was upset at my mom because I had to go pick her up at the airport and I had to miss. I guess him breaking the streak.
You actually watched baseball back then?
I remember actually.
Baseball cakes?
I was salty about it. That's my memory about it, is I missed it because I had to go run an errand, basically.
Son.
Yeah. And then I was like, man, I actually cared about baseball. It's crazy.
The cool thing
Wacky.
Is around that time when he was breaking the record, he was hitting home runs. He was coming up big.
That year? Yeah, I can't
No,
remember.
Like in those particular games, I think when he tied it and when he broke it,
he
hit homers.
Big surprise, Valdez was there. He was present for the game.
Did you go to the game?
Yeah, of course. My dad hooked it.
Yeah. How old were you?
This was 96, so I was about 10.
Your dad wasn't like working security back then or anything, was he?
Well, yeah, he was. Not at the ballpark, though, but like around it.
You know what? He should have been.
He had an in with the ticket guy, so he was able to buy the tickets. Like at the start of the season, so he looked at the calendar to figure out when the record was going to be and got the ticket.
Valdez, they could have used your dad at Fenway when Ben Affleck and company came in and robbed Fenway Park after that weekend series with the Yanks.
Well, my dad would have given up. My dad would have given up the cash room so quick.
They could have used your pops there.
He wouldn't have engaged in a shootout or anything.
No chance.
when your dad does that, does he carry a gun?
Yeah,
he does. That's silly.
Hopefully he never has to use it.
That's right. Needs it for protection.
Hey, Drabby, have we ever had Ari Shaffir on the show?
Yes.
In studio. Bunch of times.
Sorry,
just
you're
reading about
yeah,
his
we know
controversial
Ari.
Comments.
I didn't hear about it until this morning.
Yeah.
But.
Here's the thing. He's doing a bit.
He says he's doing a bit. He does it all the time.
What Ari does is when a celebrity dies, he goofs on the celebrity.
He like roasts them.
Yeah, I recognize him.
Yeah.
He does.
He's been in here at least once.
No, a couple times.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. Yeah.
He loves eating magic mushrooms and smoking weed.
He's a huge weed guy. He's one of Rogan's closest friends.
Yeah.
He's been in studio several times with us. He actually likes us.
I don't know, but it's still balls.
He actually has local ties, I think.
I think he went to Maryland or has some sort of affiliation with the university.
He has some connection around here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went hard on Kobe.
I guess
he says anytime someone dies, he just tries to destroy them. That's just what he does.
Right. He's like an irreverent comic that way. The problem is, and I don't blame him, and comics feel like they should be able to say whatever they want, and I guess you should. It's free country. But there is backlash, man. It's never been like this.
Well, and you have to expect it, especially after this one.
Yeah, I guess.
It's one thing if you say something about Michael Jackson, who, you know, half the people probably hated him for what he did. But when you do it with Kobe, would everyone love him? Yeah, that's ballsy. Yeah. And you can't be surprised by the reaction.
And he is a Terp.
He is. He went to Maryland. Yeah, yeah.
But again, he's a comedian. He's just pushing the
comedians
envelope.
Feel like
does.
They can say so, whatever they want. And who's to say they aren't? I mean, they can.
So are you not allowed to joke about Kobe Bryant ever?
No, you can. You can say whatever you want.
I didn't
hear
what he said.
But you
exactly.
will suffer the consequences if the public doesn't like it, and they'll cancel your spot, which is what they did. Yeah,
it's like any product. People can choose to
say whatever you want.
Yeah, you shouldn't get death threats over it.
Freedom of speech.
Shouldn't get death threats. Of course not.
What exactly did he say?
I don't know. He said he died 20 years too late because he wished. I can't remember. Was he a
it had to do with the rape.
Celtics fan or something? Or I don't know what it was.
He said props to the guy who forgot to gas up the chopper.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he should have died, you know, when he raped the girl. He said something like that. Which, you know, I don't even know what happened with that. I know there was a settlement.
There definitely was a settlement.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think Kobe admitted to some sort of wrongdoing, but maybe not full-fledged rape or sexual assault.
Anytime you settle, yeah.
Yeah, I think he claimed that he thought it was consensual, and he said he felt awful afterwards. And
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know that he said that, but... people are very bitter.
Yeah. Well, comedians are, they're always at sort of the front line of all of this. You know what I mean? Like the free speech and cancel culture.
Yeah, but there's just certain things you just shouldn't say, even if it's what
right,
you
but comedians
do.
Have always sort of thrived on that in the past.
Yeah, but there's a breaking point. There's a line.
I agree. And I wouldn't choose to do that.
Well, yeah, definitely not.
Our friend Gilbert Gottfried got fired from Affleck. For his tsunami tweets.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lucrative Affleck gig for him.
That was a big one that he lost.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it is open line Thursday, and
we haven't taken any
last
calls.
Time to see
what are you doing?
Oh, for the hour.
What are we doing
JP.
With our lives?
I blame JP.
You blame me.
I blame JP, too.
Open up the lines. Right?
quarter of the show is gone.
All right, let's open up the lines. Open line Thursday. We don't feel like talking to each other. We want to talk to you. There's a ton of stuff to talk
about. We've already
about.
Blown a quarter of the show.
Yeah, we're dumb. We're dumb. Call. We're all dumb.
And the number is 800-636-1067, JP. It's open line Thursday. It's alt.
Come up big for Jason.
It's Mike Holt.
It's all my fault. Nobody was calling. Right. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.